Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, happy Sunday, and happy Mother's Day to all our mothers out there. Welcome to Wake Up Ministry Sunday service, and thank you for joining us on this blessed day of our Lord Jesus Christ, Sunday, May 10th, 2015. Today's service will open with the Lord's Prayer as recited by Sister Naya and Brother Yuri, followed by a scripture as read by Sister Ning, a psalm as recited by Sister Zai. Then we will humbly welcome our pastor, minister, humble man of God, Dr. Howard C. Taylor, Jr. Thank you again for joining us on this wonderful day, and have a great Sunday, and I hope you are blessed by this service.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy kingdom, and the power, and the glory, God and ever.
I will be reading Romans chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Amen.
Amen.
Psalms chapter 27, verses 1 through 4. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength, is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host stood in camp against me, my heart shall fear not. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us this morning. Happy Mother's Day. And a happy Sunday. We're going to go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're going to pray before we start and say amen once you've found it. Father God, we want to thank you for another day allowing us to serve you, awakening us, feeding us, putting the roof over our head, protecting us against all that's looking to hurt or harm us. In Jesus' name, our risen Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen. I give the little ones a couple more minutes to find the verse in the chapter. 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're going to read verse 1 through 17. Excuse me. Know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to their parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, by denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which treat the houses and lead captives, silly women, laden with sin, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as there also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium, persecutions I endure. But out of them all the Lord delivered me, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make these wise into salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. Now right here, you have Timothy. Paul's right-hand men. Another duplicate, or what you would say, clone, Christ Jesus, God's ministry, walking in truth, demonstrating the truth. An unfallible doctrine. And he mentioned a few things that we all see going on today, whether it's online, whether it's on television, or around you. We all see these things happening. But God promised us from the beginning, and Jesus confirmed it, that he would take care of us. And we all going to go through trials and tribulations. But those type of people will go through a lot more. And in the end of days, they're going to go through a whole lot more. Especially if they haven't found Christ of God's gospel, which we, as children of God, have to have a sound doctrine when we are doing God's work. We also see today a lot of alleged ministers preaching something that they call gospel. Which is really not the case. Leading God's flock astray. I don't know if you know much about shepherds, but I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about shepherds, and then this all going to tie in. Go through more than most people think they do, because they have to worry about protecting their sheep day and night. And if you know anything about a sheep is a coward. A sheep will not fight. A sheep will not do anything for itself. For instance, a sheep is a very cautious animal also. They won't go near water because they know if they fall in, it'll be hard for them to get out. So as a shepherd, the shepherd has to make a little space near the stream. So he has to dig a small waterway so the water can come out where they can drink, where their feet are planted on solid ground. And also mention about thieves. You got thieves trying to get their sheep, trying to get them away from them. You also got other animals you got to protect the sheep from. And there's some sheep that are really stupid. So they always running away. So that shepherd has to find that sheep and make sure that sheep is okay. And if the sheep consistently runs away, that shepherd will break its leg. He does that for a reason. And now, after he's broken the sheep's leg, he will carry that sheep everywhere. Make sure the sheep drinks water. He'll have a little private spot for that particular sheep to drink while his leg's healing, or her leg's healing. He'll feed that sheep, and he'll keep that sheep from going astray. Because the only thing going astray will lead that sheep to is torture or something else that's not good for that sheep. And when I think about that, I think about what God's done. He sent us Jesus, because we're his sheep. And lots of times, like I mentioned before, sheep aren't that bright, but we're not that bright. But sometimes we have to do stuff over and over and over and over before we learn our lesson. You see men and women online, on television, movies, or in real life going through these stupid relationships. Bible doesn't mention a boyfriend or a girlfriend. It mentions a husband and a wife. A man will leave his family and take him a wife. And a woman will leave her family when that husband comes. And a lot of people these days, they are basically sacrificing themselves for all of these different people. Going against God's commandments makes some other man happy. And 9 times out of 10, along the line, they're not a child of God, so nothing's going to work out because they're not equally yoking themselves. They cry, they fuss, they pout. It's not going right because they're fighting against the grain, like the older people used to say. And what that means, say when you're cutting some wood, when you're cutting against the grain, it's harder than not cutting against the grain. Because the grain usually have knots in it, and it has usually some sap or something that makes it harder, and it has more life. Dead wood, when it's totally dead, it's easier to cut. But in the grain, lots of time it doesn't completely dry. Against the grain, you're complicating the process. And a lot of people complicate God's process for us. We pray for things on a constant basis that we want that's really not good for us. I never get what I want, blah, 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 because either it's not good for you or it's not in the timing that God has for you. But a lot of people don't understand that. Like the commandments that God's put out for us. When you really sit and think about the commandments, they were created out of pure love. Because if you read just the Ten Commandments and not go into all the other commandments, he's telling us by ourselves safe. He wants to make sure we're safe and protected. We don't have to go through heartbreak. We don't have to go through pain. We don't have to go through eternal damnation. And because he loves us so much, he sent his only begotten Son to cover our sins, those who believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins. You got a lot of people out there who believes in, quote, God, but Jesus said, if you know me, you know my Father. So if you don't know Jesus, then you don't know God. Don't know who you know, but you don't know God if you don't know Jesus. And Jesus also told the disciples at one point that I saw you from the beginning. I was here before you even knew me in this present form. Now back to the shepherd. I want to let y'all close this out. A shepherd will die for his sheep. A shepherd will go through all lengths to protect that sheep. And Jesus displayed this for us when he died on the cross. He came. He was humble. He was loving. He was faithful. Guided us who believe, and the disciples and apostles and all the other children and people of God who follow those instructions. And those instructions direct us to become righteous people, to become more Christ-like, to become more godly. Not to become God, because that will never happen. But if we have anybody here today that needs prayer or healing or just needs somebody to talk to, because we all need somebody to talk to sometimes. And Jesus said before, and also a lot of other people who follow the doctrine, there's nothing like a friend. And there's definitely nothing like a friend in Jesus. If anybody needs help getting closer to Christ, studies on Wednesdays, and hope you guys get a chance to join us. You can email us at wakeupministries1@gmail.com or call us at 337-502-9553. And one of God's humble servants, like myself, will be happy to assist you with whatever we can. Bow your head. Father God, we want to thank you for circumcising our ears and hearts, allowing us to hear your word. I want to personally thank you, Lord, for using me. And I continually pray you use me, protect me, guide me, direct me, all your listeners, Lord, all your children. We want to thank you for another day you've blessed us to rise. Because we weren't promised today. Nobody was. But we want to thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, my Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen. Have a great Mother's Day.